Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about preparing for the unexpected. We're back on that in just a moment.
The 1930s were difficult times for America. The country was in the midst of the Great Depression. Jobs were scarce, but hopes remained high. And it was during that time Mueller started making metal products. Now over 85 years later, the Mueller name is known across the South as the finest in quality steel and workmanship. Mueller understands what it means to weather the storm, and our products do too. A Mueller metal roof is made to last and protect you and your most valued possessions from the harsh weather we're accustomed to in this area. A Mueller metal roof can endure the intense sun, the heavy rain, hail, and the occasional snowstorm that blows through these parts. And it will continue to do so for years to come, much longer than a conventional roof. So if you want peace of mind for the future, choose a metal roof for your home that's made by Mueller. Visit MuellerINC.com to learn more and find a location near you. You'll see why a Mueller metal roof is the best thing to put over your head.
David Pelzer's worked with a lot of folks in agriculture, helping them develop strategies for crisis management. He was at the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association convention earlier this year, had an opportunity to catch up with David then, and we talked about the idea of trying to get ready for the unexpected on your farm or ranch.
That's right, Ron. You know, with the tremendous wildfire situation that occurred in Oklahoma in March, it just caught a lot of people unawares because it was like an unprecedented event, right? And so it really is an opportunity for us to take a step back and look for each of our operations and say, do we have a crisis plan in place to be able to deal with that type of a situation? There are certain steps that you can take ahead of time in order to prepare for any crisis. And one thing is just to start preparing lists. One is to form a crisis team within your operation. And this can be both people that work on your operation and people outside of your operation that could be on your crisis team. Think about family members, for example, that aren't an innate part of your business, but that could be drawn in a crisis. Think about your farm attorney. Think about even your clergyman. For example, if you had the case of an accidental death of an employee or whatever, you're going to need somebody to do grief counseling and all that. So you want to contact those types of people ahead of time to say, hey, I'd like you to be on my crisis team in case, you know, something ever happens. And so from there, after you form the crisis team, you want to identify their roles and responsibilities so everybody kind of knows ahead of time what's expected of them and then go on from there.
David Pelzer says one thing you may want to have in case something bad happens is a list of phone numbers of people that you may need to reach out to in a hurry.
No matter what the crisis situation is, if you have a list, for example, of the first people that you're going to need to contact in the event of a crisis, to have a list of those people, and some of them, of course, might be emergency responders, but others might be people like neighbors, might be your feed dealer, might be your lender, your crop insurance agent, and to have a list of not just those organizations, but the names and also their phone numbers on how to contact them immediately. Because, again, we think, oh, yeah, I know the number of my attorney, for example. In a crisis, you may not remember it off the top of your head. And so it would be really good to have a list of all of those really important names and have it on file so that's all you have to do is draw it up when you have a crisis situation. It really helps you remember.
Yes, it's all part of just realizing or acknowledging that stress is a part of all this.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, stress can make you stupid, I guess, is what the saying is. And a crisis situation, ultra stress, can make you really stupid. So instead of trying to have us rely on our brains, you know, which are really great, but a little impaired during a crisis situation, it's a real aid to be able to help to kind of conceive of some of these situations. And then also the other part of it is there is stuff we can do now to be proactive to prepare for a crisis situation. So, for example, if you're in a floodplain, do you have sandbags? Do you have a supply of sandbags that are going to help you in case you ever have a flood, you know, that you have to sandbag around a building or whatever? And so that's like a really important thing, and not wait until the crisis happens to do that.
Crisis management consultant David Pelzer. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Blackjack Farms and Guests' annual female production sale happens Saturday, October 14th, 12:30 p.m. at Blackjack's Farm in Seminole, Oklahoma. The sale will feature 70 Angus and Sim Angus lots from Blackjack Farms, McFerrin Farms, Pfeiffer Angus Farm, and Simpson Angus Ranch, and will include fall calving cows, many with calves at side, springbred heifers, and fall yearling heifers. For a catalog, go to mcsauctions.com or call Keith Grissom at 405-383-9678 for more information. Blackjack Farms and Guests' female production sale, October 14th. Don't miss it.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.